Tashnim ist in der 12. Klasse in der Delhi Private School in Dubai. Seit dem 8. März sind auch dort die Schulen geschlossen und laut dem Bildungsministerium soll das auch noch bis zum Schluss vom Schuljahr im Juni so bleiben, auch wenn der definitive Entscheid dazu noch nicht offiziell ist. Nur Abschlussprüfungen sollen in dieser Zeit in den Schulen und Universitäten stattfinden. Viele Schulen haben schon E-Learning eingeführt, so auch die Schule von der Tashnim DPS Dubai, wo den Schülerinnen und Schülern Bücher und Laptops zur Verfügung stellt. Sie gibt auch noch ein paar Tipps für die Eltern, wie sie die Thematik am besten mit ihren Kindern besprechen und wie es mit dem Homeschooling besser klappt. Es ist ihnen unsicher, wie lange die Schulen denn tatsächlich geschlossen bleiben. Als erstes soll man ihnen erklären, was eine Pandemie eigentlich genau ist, klare Informationen geben, aber auch nicht zu viel aufs Mal. Die Kinder sollen in dieser Zeit Neues lernen, aber auch körperlich immer wieder aktiv sein. Und ihren letzten Ratschlag könnte man wohl am besten so übersetzen: Bleibt geistig aktiv und flexibel.
Hi, I'm Tasneem Abu Tahir, studying 12th grade in Delhi Private School, Dubai. From 8th March 2020, schools all around the UAE have been closed. An article in the Gulf News, a national daily, read that the Ministry of Education is expected to announce that the distance e-education system will be extended until the end of current academic year, ending June 2020. This will cover all students of schools, public and private universities. Only examinations will be held in these educational institutions. This is as a precautionary measure to avoid the spread of coronavirus. The ministry has not yet announced its final decision on the matter, but it's expected to announce its decision in the light of the repercussions of the spread of COVID-19 in various countries around the world. Many schools have been successfully implementing e-learning by using many apps and softwares. My school, that is Delhi Private School Dubai, have taken some more efforts in making this online method much easier for their children. DPS Dubai's staff don gloves and suits to pack and take school books and notebooks to their students, who are being taught through e-classes as directed by the UAE Ministry of Education for a renewable period of 2 weeks that kicked off this week. The move is an effort to stop the spread of the COVID-19, which has infected 333 nationally as per the latest report. So, what do we do now? Here are a few tips which each parent has to follow to help their children in coping up with homeschooling. The first challenge is to explain what a global pandemic is to their children, especially given that uncertainty over how long school closures may last. It is important to be factual and give clear explanations of the situation. Don't overload your children with information or bring up issues that they don't even ask about. Change the routine and teach them new things to do. Engage your children in more physical activities, as the chance of them getting physical activities during homeschooling is very limited. And finally, remember to think ahead, think back, think deep, and think across.